The theme remains wind, but it'll come with a bit of a warm-up as well. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look of what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Breezy in western Montana as a high-pressure ridge builds in for today and tomorrow, so we will start to see a warm-up, but a cold front on Sunday will start to bring a transition into the western portion of the state. Down the east slopes of the Rockies, winds could be 35 miles an hour, 45 in a few places, and also some wind across eastern Montana into the Dakotas today as well, where temperatures will still be below seasonal averages, but we will start to see a warm-up tomorrow. Winds will start to taper off as we get into the weekend. Temperatures east of the divide will peak as we get into Sunday afternoon. Many locations in eastern Montana and northern Wyoming will be upper 50s to upper 60s, but clouds move in and bring a chance of rain showers to end the weekend, a little bit cooler and unsettled by Monday. The short-term forecast next.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Partly cloudy, a bit breezy at times west of the divide, with the highs mainly into the 40s to lower 50s today, 50s to lower 60s tomorrow. A high wind watch for Sunday morning through Sunday evening in areas around East Glacier. But for today in north central Montana, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower or flurry, with the highs mainly in the 30s. It'll be chilly, 20s closer to the mountains. Southwest Montana from Helena southward to around the Dillon area, the Gallatin Valley, Butte, Anaconda, Deer Lodge, mid-30s. 30s to mid-40s for the highs, 20s closer to the mountains. Breezy to downright windy at times in eastern Montana into the Dakotas, with isolated showers today, mid to upper 30s. And southern Montana and northern Wyoming into the western Dakotas for the rest of the day will be partly cloudy, with some isolated snow showers closer to the mountains, highs in the mid-30s to the mid-40s, stronger winds in eastern Montana, eastern Wyoming into South Dakota. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with your regional update.